Hi, everybody. We've managed to get some wonderful feedback gathered, and we'd like to share that with you today. And first of all, I have some Facebook feedback from Anya, and I apologize to Anya. I misplaced your post, but since I know you will forgive me, I will put it in a nutshell. Anya had trouble hearing my voice, and I am working on that. It will get better, I promise. Also, we were discussing how everyone had cute nicknames but us, and I said tranny. I was not aware it's considered a derogatory term. However, ignorance is no excuse, and I apologize. I struggle with removing it because I think it is a valuable lesson for me and may help others learn proper etiquette too. It was an insensitive blunder, and perhaps those new to the community can use that to navigate this rich and diverse group.
And Lily from Green Path Transcriptions writes via email, "You have some really great ideas here. It's great that you're building community like this. Sounds like it's going to be really fun. Unicorn, I'd never heard of that. Is that because a lot of people say bisexuality doesn't exist? Love the song at the end. I think there was an event at one point in response to the commercialization of pride events with the sarcastic title of gay shame or queer shame. I wish something like that were still going on. We need alternative pride events and not just the official ones. And just a weird rant, something I wrote up in response to something Michael said. When Michael is talking about being fulfilled by his male platonic friends to the point where he didn't need a relationship and wondered what that might be called, it reminded me of the concepts in polyamory. We can go to different people to meet different needs and not rely on one person for everything. He was looking for a way to label this, and I would say it makes sense in a poly context as an aspect of polyamory, even though Michael's relationships with his friends were not sexual, though I think it's a misunderstanding around poly that it's all about sexual relationships. When we aren't emotionally fulfilled, a lot of times we're conditioned to look for that one relationship, but when we can find fulfillment from others in our lives, romantic partners or otherwise, we're not so reliant on that one person to be everything. This can be confusing from a monogamous context. Wait, suddenly I'm having interactions with friends and don't need a romantic partner. What is this about? But from a poly context, there may be people who meet our needs romantically but not sexually, who meet our need for emotional fulfillment, who we don't think of romantically or sexually. In a monogamous context, a lot of people use sex to fulfill a lot of other emotional needs, but in poly, where you might get these needs met by anybody, the sexual element might become less important. Oh, and the part where someone says that we should have cute words like tranny, that's more of a slur like fag and almost always considered hurtful when used as something other than a self-identifier. So you may want to take it out of the transcript. Thank you, Lily. I'd like to comment a little bit on this myself. You touched on things that directly affect me as I'm a polyamorous individual and I'm also gender fluid. So I've been, and I don't think I've talked about this on the show yet, but I just came out as gender fluid and started expressing as a female part of the time, about a month and a half ago. And so just in that short period of time, I've encountered people calling me a tranny, and I've had to explain to them that it's not a polite word to come out and call somebody. And I it is a bit of a confusing concept for somebody who's not lived in that culture, because so many people do self-identify using words like that, and it can make people think that it's okay to use that in a general context to refer to people who are expressing other than their birth gender. And it does hurt a lot of people's feelings, so I'd like to see this being addressed and commented on. And even though I know everybody on our crew here has their hearts in the right place, we all make mistakes and can slip up and say things. And it's nice to see that you guys aren't afraid to call us out when we make mistakes. And I really appreciate that from the crew and from myself personally as well. Thank you for your feedback.
Awesome. That's great, Will. I'm glad you brought that all up. And you're doing really well. I'm really proud of you, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have here, and here we have some responses via the website for the Bi-Thread segment. John and I read some responses posted in the Binet USA thread about this question posed. And the question was, what is the one thing that you wish the greater population understood about bisexuals or any other group you identify with? And Todd replied, I prefer to explain it this way. Most people were born with a filter that excludes one sex or gender or another. For the straight men, other men are excluded. For the straight women, other women are excluded. For gay men, women are excluded. For gay women, men are excluded. And of course, there are all kinds of variations on this. But for me, apparently, I was not born with any kind of filter. I found myself emotionally and or sexually attracted to a person without considering their gender or sex. So it could literally be either or any combination thereof. I know this, though. When I'm committed to one person, my interest in that sex or gender opposite to that person seems to diminish dramatically. I don't cheat. It never occurs to me. The great things about being bi that I have found include being able to understand both straight and gay issues, and also being able to find fulfillment in more than one type of person in terms of gender and sex. I truly feel blessed by God. I happen to be a believer that He has made me bi.
And Lynette replied, "Very well put, Todd. Thank you for your feedback. And I think that many experience the same thing when in a committed relationship. My interest in anyone but my partner is nominal, and cheating is out of the question. It does not even enter my mind, no matter how the relationship is, good or bad."
And a reply to Todd from Alan. Thank you, Todd. That is the perfect description, and it mirrors a lot of my own experiences. And we have some iTunes feedback. Our first rating and review comes to us from KellyGirl83, and she gave us a rating of 5 stars. You guys are exceptional. Can't wait to hear the next episode. Yay, thank you. And I encourage all of you who are our iTunes subscribers to please rate and review us. Thank you so much. Awesome stuff, guys. Thank you again. And remember, if you'd like to reply, prefer your name not used, just say post anonymously at the start of your post. I will only be using first names unless instructed it's okay to use your full name. Remember, safety first. All right, everybody remember, you're not alone, you're not broken, and you're not wrong. You're a human being, and you're bisexual.